AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris.
Much of southern Florida is already experiencing impacts from the storm as it moves closer to landfall. There have been several tornado warnings issued during the overnight hours, and we expect to see that continue today.
That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who says that hurricane and tornado damage has already wreaked havoc in his state. Hurricane Ian is only 55 miles from the Gulf Coast of Florida, with maximum sustained winds of 155 miles an hour, just 2 miles an hour under Category 5 strength. Tampa Fire and Rescue Chief Barbara Tripp says the storm is coming her way.
We're definitely prepared, and of course, with the shift of the hurricane, we are still keeping our guards up.
More than 1 million people are under mandatory evacuation orders, with hurricane and storm surge warnings in effect along hundreds of miles of Florida's west coast. State and local emergency officials are urging people not to try and ride out the storm.
We have probably additional, give or take, probably another 2,500, 3,500 additional resources ready, standing by to assist.
For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMorris.